Prague. You might be familiar with touring photo exhibitions like the Earth from There pitching up in your town, but what about a touring refugee camp? On Tuesday, Prague's Náměstí Míru was transformed into a tent city as Médecins Sans Frontières came to town. The humanitarian organisation is in Prague until Sunday, exhibiting a model replica of an African refugee camp. On display are typical living quarters, hospital tents, a communal kitchen and latrines. But why? And to what effect? Earlier today, I went down there to find out how Czechs were reacting to the exhibit. Zdeněk Rosman from Médecins Sans Frontières showed me around.
These three tents that you see now in front of us, these are the typical tents where the refugees live in the camps. So you can see some objects of their daily life, their toys that they make themselves with from various things. And you see some plates from which they eat. You see some, you know, kitchen utensils and things like this. So these three tents really show like the normal life, the normal home of the refugees.
Why did you decide to set up this camp here in the heart of the city? To get maximum awareness, or?
Yeah, to raise awareness about these camps, because, you know, most of the people they just don't know that there are places like this in the world. People, they are interested, and some of them are quite shocked because they never knew. Because on TV they sometimes they show camps like this, and but people just don't know.
So what do visitors make of this tent city? I stopped a few to find out.
I love it. I always liked the organization Médecins Sans Frontières, and so I'm really happy to see how they work and everything. I came yesterday and it was too late, but I looked at their website at least.
I just come here. I didn't look inside already, but you often see these things in TV, and so I think I already know how this should look like.
It's a surprise for me to see all this. Shocking, of course, because I don't know that it's so big and so horrible problem.
The exhibition moved here following a stint in Berlin. Lucia Djuricová oversaw the move. She's also shown a number of Czech school groups around. She explains how the Czech public has reacted.
The reactions are quite good. The schools like that they can touch and they can see and they can ask, because there are 33 million people uprooted, and this is something that they might know, but they don't know how the life can look like. And here we use the real tools that are used in the fields on mission, so they can touch and they can ask our volunteers or our volunteers from missions, so doctors or logisticians who have worked in the field, and they have the real experience.
The weather is getting a bit autumnal and chilly out here, so is that affecting kind of visitor numbers, how long people are sticking around for?
Not really. I am very surprised, but the mood is very good in the team as well, and the schools are coming and people are walking by, and I'm really happy about the visitors, even families walking past and people having lunch around and stopping by and having 20 minutes time and asking.
That was Lucia Djuricová, who I talked to earlier today.